今天的题目是财宝的考验。
The title is, for today's message is The Testing of Your Treasure.
马太福音第六章第十九节到二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 to 24.
马太福音第六章第十九节。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your body is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
圣经里有不少的经文提到这个钱财的问题。
In scripture, there's many passages that speaks of the issue of wealth.
所以主耶稣传扬这个天国的福音的时候
So when Jesus was preaching about the kingdom of God,
我们经常谈到这个钱财的问题
He often spoke of the issue of wealth.
我其实主耶稣所说的有 15% 是关于这个钱财的问题
Actually, what Jesus, out of the things that Jesus said, 15% is related to the issue with wealth.
那么这个教导超过这个天堂和地狱的教导。
And this teaching is even greater than the teaching concerning heaven and hell.
那今天我们要看的经文是就是其中之一。
And the passage that we're going to look at today is among those passages.
那金钱跟财务在人的生命里占了一个很重大的部分。
Money and wealth takes up a fairly large part of people's lives.
不少的人为这个钱财而活。
Many people live for their wealth.
成为这个钱财的奴仆。
They become the slaves of their money.
那么甚至为这个钱财而死。
And even to the point of dying for the wealth.
所以钱财影响一个人的生命。
So money influences a person's life.
那么确定一个人的人生目标。
And it directs a person's goals.
那么有些人认为这个钱财是万能的。
And some people think that money can do anything.
那么有钱什么都可以做。
And if you have money, then you can do anything.
是的，钱的能力很大。
Yes, money has a great power.
有钱能够做很多的事情。
If you have money, you can do a lot of things.
但是这个不是绝对的。
But this is not absolute.
因为钱并不能买所有的东西。
Because money cannot buy everything.
所以在我们自己生活当中
So in our own lives,
如果不小心的话就会把这个属灵的事情跟这个属世的事情把它们分开
If we're not careful, we separate the spiritual thing and secular things.
然后认为这个钱财跟属灵的生命没有关系
And we then believe that money has nothing to do with our spiritual life.
那么其实不如
But that's not true.
因为根据主耶稣所说的比喻
Because according to Jesus' parable,
一个人对钱财的看法影响到他自己属灵的生命。
A person's view towards money influences his spiritual life.
换句话说，一个人对这个钱财有正确观念的。
In other words, if a person has a proper view towards wealth,
啊, 是一个属灵生命有深度的人,
then he is a person who has depth spiritually.
那么相对的一个对钱财没有正确观念的人,
likewise, if a person does not have proper view towards wealth,
那么是一个属灵生命很肤浅的人,
then his spiritual life is shallow.
因为钱财影响我们生活的态度。
Because money influences our attitude towards life.
那么影响我们的心思意念。
And it influences our thoughts.
影响我们的意志。
And our will.
那么甚至我们的感情。
Even our emotions.
然后同时也影响到我们跟神之间那种关系。
And also influences our relationship with God.
所以刚才我们所看那段经文，它的主题就是这个财宝的考验。
So the topic of the passage we just read is the testing of your treasure.
所以我们可以把这段经文分成三部分来看。
So we could divide this into three parts.
所以财宝的考验首先就是你的心在哪里。
So the test first is where's your heart?
所以在马太福音第六章第二十一节这么说。
So in Matthew 6:21 it says,
他说因为你的财宝在哪里你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
啊，这个是一般人的心态。
And this is most people's attitude.
因为钱财在哪里，心就在哪里。
Because wherever their heart is, there that's where their treasure is, that's where their heart is.
银行的户口在哪里，心就在哪里。
Wherever their bank account is, that's where their heart is.
啊，投资在哪里，心就在哪里。
Where their investment is, that's where their heart is.
因为一般人都存着这种心态。
Because most people have such attitude.
所以主耶稣就教导啊我们说。
So Jesus teaches us that.
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。地上有虫子咬能朽坏。也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
那么只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以这两节经文是一个对比。
So these two verses are a comparison.
所以十九节跟二十节成为一个对比。
And verse 19 is compared to verse 20.
啊，一个是在地上，一个另外一个是在天上。
One is here on earth and one is in heaven.
啊，一个有虫子咬，另外一个没有虫子咬。
One is eaten up by moth, the other one is not.
啊，一个会朽坏，另外一个不会朽坏。
One rusts and the other one does not.
啊，一个会有贼来偷，另外一个没有贼来偷。
And one has thieves coming in.To steal and the other one does not.
所以地上的东西会有虫子来咬。
So that which is here on earth has moth that can come and destroy it.
会朽坏。
It can rust.
会有人来偷。
It can be stolen.
但是天上的东西不会有虫子来咬。
But the treasures in heaven would not have moths.
不会朽坏，也没有人来偷。
Would not rust and no one would come and steal.
那么从这两节经文里面，我们看到。一个有永恒价值的东西。
And from these two verses, we see that something with eternal value.
一个没有永恒价值的东西。
And the other one does not.
所以在我们的生活里面，哪一些东西是有永恒价值的，哪一些东西是没有永恒价值的。
So in our lives, what kind of things have eternal value and what kind does not?
那么请注意十九节这里说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
And so please note in verse 19 it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
所以圣经没有讲我们不可以在地上积攒财宝。
So the Bible does not teach that we cannot store up treasures here on earth.
但却说不要为自己积攒财宝。
It says, do not store up for yourselves.
所以积攒财宝在地上是没有错的。
So there's nothing wrong with storing up treasures here on earth.
但是积攒财宝的目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of storing up the treasure?
啊，是为了天国的事情，还是为了自己？
Is it for the kingdom of God or is it for yourself?
来满足自己的欲望。
To satisfy your own desires.
那么地上的财宝有价值或者没有价值，就要看我们怎么去使用。
So the treasures here on earth, whether it has value or does not, depends on how we use it.
那么如果我们的财宝是使用在天国的事情上，
If we use our treasures for the kingdom of God,
那么这些财宝就很有价值。
Then this treasure has value.
如果我们把这些财宝使用在我们生活的欲望上，
But if we use this for our own desires,
那么就没有这个永恒的价值。
Then it has no eternal value.
那么所以主耶稣说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，因为地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
So Jesus says, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
他说，只要积攒财宝在天上，因为天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以主耶稣对那些积攒财宝在地上的人有一个警告。
So Jesus gave a warning to those who store up treasures for themselves here on earth.
他说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
He says, beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions.
就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里思想说，我的畜产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
And he told them a parable saying, the land of a rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself saying, what shall I do since I have no place to store my crops?
又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在哪里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grains and my goods.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用。只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
那么神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?
凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
So is a man who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God.
我们一般的人都喜欢收藏东西。
Most people like to store up things.
为自己积攒这个财宝。
And to gather treasures for themselves.
其实当我们积攒这些财宝的时候。
But when we store up this treasure,
那么圣经说，如果不肯用在神的事工上的话
，The Bible tells us that if we're not willing to use it on God's work，
那么将会有这个虫子来咬
，Then a moth would come。
所以财宝的考验，这段经文说，第二是说你的眼在看哪里
？And the testing of the treasure, the second thing is where are your eyes？
所以我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
So wherever our treasure is, there our hearts are.
那么同样的，我们的财宝在哪里，我们就看哪里。
Likewise, wherever our treasure is, our eyes are there.
所以主耶稣用这个眼睛作为一个暗喻来说明一个基督徒对这个人生的看法。
And so Jesus used the eyes as a metaphor towards people's perspective towards life.
所以一个基督徒对人生的看法跟一个非基督徒对人生的看法应当不同。
So a Christian's perspective towards life ought to be different from a non-Christian's.
So 基督徒对人生的看法不是一条有始有终的一条直线。
So the view of a Christian towards life should not be that life has a beginning and end and it's just a straight line and that's it.
从一个起点到一个终点。
It has a start and an end.
因为他所看到的是超过这个有始有终这条线。
Because he sees beyond this line of start to finish.
因为人的一生不只是今生。
Because Man's life does not only involve this life.
啊，还有这个来生的生命。
But also the future life.
因为地上的生命只不过是暂时的。
Because the life here on earth is temporary.
因为神将会为他预备一个永恒的生命。
Because God will prepare for him an eternal life.
而且他看到地上的东西会渐渐的过去。
And he sees that the things here on earth is passing away.
因为离开世界的时候不能够把这些东西带走。
Because when he leaves, he cannot take anything with him.
然后其实圣经里面好有几处的经文谈到我们不可以把这些东西带走。
In the Bible, there's actually several places that says that we cannot take these things away with us.
那比如说传道书第五章第十五节。
For instance, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 15.
他说他怎样从母胎赤身而来也必照样赤身而去。他所劳碌得来的手中分毫不能带去。
Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs. He takes nothing from his labor that he can carry in his hand.
那么还有在诗篇里面，诗人也这么说。
And in Psalms, the psalmist also said,
他说见人发财家事增荣的时候，你不要惧怕。
Do not be overawed when a man grows rich.
因为他死的时候什么也不能带去，他的荣耀能随他去，随他下去，不能随他下去。
When the splendor of his house increases, for he will take nothing with him when he dies, his splendor will not descend with him.
所以马太福音这么说，他说眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good,Your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
那么眼睛是好像我们人的灵魂之窗。
Eyes are the windows to our soul.
因为眼睛好像人身体的一个窗口一样。
So because the eyes are like a window to our body.
那么如果眼睛开着就有光进来。
If our eyes are open, then light can come in.
那么全身就光明。
And we have light in our lives.
然后如果眼睛关住的话，光就不能够进来。
But if our eyes are closed, no light can enter.
然后全身就黑暗了。
And then there's darkness.
但是基督徒的眼睛，圣经说应当是开着的，应当是光明的。
And the Bible tells us that as a Christian, our light should be bright.
那么使到他能够看到超过这个生命的东西。
So that we could see beyond this life.
因为人活着不只是为了今生的东西。
Because we live not only for today.
因为我们活着是还有将来的东西。
Because as we live, there are future things.
所以马太福音说他眼睛好像身体的灯一样。
So Matthew tells us that our eyes are like light.
那么借着这个眼睛我们身体得到这个光。
And through the eyes that our bodies receive light.
所以在旧约圣经里面，眼睛是代表人的生命的一个方向。
So in the Old Testament, eyes is almost like the direction of a person's life.
那如果眼睛嘹亮的话，就全身就光明。
If the eyes are bright, then the whole body is bright.
但是如果眼睛昏暗的话，全身就黑暗。
But if the eyes are dim, then the whole body is in darkness.
所以一个有嘹亮眼睛的人，他能够看到人生的正面的一方面。
So if there's light to the eyes, then he could see the positive side of life.
没有任何的欲望。
And there's no other desires.
只是以侍奉神为中心。
And they're only centered on serving God.
但是一个昏暗的眼睛只看到一些负面的东西。
But a dim eye only sees the negative side.
只看到这些短暂的东西。
They can only see the short-term things.
而且以这些东西来满足自己的欲望。
And to satisfy himself with these things.
所以当主耶稣被这个魔鬼在这个旷野试探的时候。
So when Jesus was tested by Satan in the wilderness,
在路加福音第四章描述说
And Luke chapter 4 it describes
他说魔鬼又领他上了高山 瞬时间把天下的万国都指给他看。
The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world.
然后对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to.
然后耶稣对他说，经上记着的当拜主你的神啊，当要侍奉他。
Jesus answered, It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
所以刚才我们看到魔鬼带耶稣到山上去给他看。
So we see that a devil took Jesus to the mountain and let him see.
然后看什么？
And what did he let him see?
啊，就是看那些荣华富贵的东西。
It's all the riches of the world.
所以魔鬼说，如果你啊，跪下来敬拜我的话，我就会把这些东西赐给你。
And the devil said, if you just bow down and worship me, then I will give you all these things.
啊，但是耶稣对他说，当拜你的主，当要侍奉他。
But Jesus said that, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
所以主耶稣所看到的是超越这个世界上的荣华富贵。
So what Jesus sees is beyond the riches and the wealth of this world.
啊，他不在乎这个世上的荣华。
He did not care for the wealth of this world.
他只在乎敬拜这位真神。
He only cared about worship the true God.
所以财宝的考验，第一就是你的心在哪里。
So testing of the treasure first is where is your heart.
然后第二，你的眼睛看哪里。
And second is where are your eyes.
然后第三就是你的主人是谁。
And finally, who is your master?
所以在马太福音第六章第二十四节这么说。
So in Matthew 6:24 it says,
所以一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
我主耶稣说，我们只可以侍奉一个主。
Jesus said that you can only serve one God.
那么世上有不少的人，包括基督徒在内。
And in this world, including Christians.
那么自己以为是基督徒。
They thought they were Christians.
啊，侍奉这个钱财。
Yet they serve money.
所以他们在生活里面用了不少的时间和精力来累积这个财物。
So in their life, they use a lot of energy and effort to store up treasures.
啊，但是却忽略了自己的属灵生命而侍奉神的事情。
Yet they have ignored their own personal spiritual walk and also serving God.
So, 无论是累计财宝在地上或者天上。
So whether it's storing up treasures here on earth or in heaven.
你必须要付上时间和精力来达到你的目的。
You must put in the time and effort to do this.
所以在你的生活里面。
So in your life.
你的时间还有你的精力是用在累计财宝还是在属灵的事情上。
Your time and your energy is devoted to storing up treasure or is it towards heaven?
所以你所侍奉的是神还是钱财?
So are you serving God or are you serving money?
其实基督徒只有一个选择。
Actually, Christians only have one choice.
也就是不可以侍奉神又要侍奉马门。
We cannot serve both God and money.
因为在圣经里面在出埃及记就这么说。
Because in scripture in Exodus it says,
他说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
不可为自己雕刻偶像也不可做什么形象凡夫上天下地和地底下水中的白物不可跪拜这些像也不可侍奉他。因为我耶和华你是神是祭邪的神。
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
刚才我说在主耶稣的教导当中经常提到这个钱财的问题。
So I was saying that in Jesus' teaching, he often mentions money.
我们再来看他在路加福音第十八章提到这个钱财带来的问题。
And let's talk about, look at another passage in Luke where it speaks of the problems brought about by money.
然后他说有一个官长来问耶稣，他说良善的夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
A ruler questioned him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
那么耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
他说，诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。
You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother.
然后那人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth.
所以耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一件。
When Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack.
他说要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，你必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven and come follow me.
啊，这个是他的反应。
And this was his response.
啊，他听了这些话就很忧愁，因为他很富足。
But when he had heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich.
那么耶稣看见他说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。
And Jesus looked at him and said,How hard is it for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God?
啊，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以这个观看这个钱财比这个永生的生命还来得重要。
So this ruler saw his wealth as more important than eternal life.
啊，钱财成为他的主人。
And his wealth has become his master.
而他却成为这个钱财的奴仆。
And he became the slave to his wealth.
所以同样的，有些基督徒看钱财比传福音的事工来得重要。
Likewise, many Christians see wealth as being more important than the task of spreading the gospel.
不肯把他的钱财奉献在神的事工上。
They're not willing to offer their money for the work of the kingdom.
你的主人是谁？
Who is your master?
所以在这个埃及的开罗有两个很大区别的坟墓。
In Cairo, Egypt, there's two different tombs.
一个是美国宣教士 William Borden 的这个坟墓。
One is the tomb of American missionary William Borden.
那么另外是法老王 Tutankhamun 的坟墓。
And the other one is the Pharaoh Tutankhamun.
那 William Borden 他的坟墓是长满了这个野草的一个坟墓。
Around William Borden's tomb, it was full of weeds.
然后法老王 Tutankhamun 他的坟墓是安放在埃及这个国家博物馆里面。
But Tutankhamun's the things from his tomb are placed in the Egyptian Museum.
所以这两个坟墓真的是有很大的区别。
And there's a huge difference between these two tombs.
So William Borden, 他是在这个耶鲁大学毕业的。
William Borden was had graduated from Yale University.
所以他从他的家族继承了不少的财富。
And he inherited much wealth from his family.
因着要把这个福音传给埃及的回教徒。
But for the sake of telling the Egyptians.Muslims about God.
所以他过着一个很简单的生活。
He lived a very simple life.
啊，真的连一台车都没有。
He did not even own a car.
啊，但是他却把千千万万的钱财捐给这个宣教的事工。
Yeah, he offered up his money for the sake of missions work.
所以他后来他到埃及去做宣教。
Later on, he was a missionary to Egypt.
啊，他在埃及做宣教的事工不是很久。
He was not there for long.
只不过是四个月的时间。
Only 4 months.
因为他得了这个很严重的病，他去世了。
Because of very serious illness, he passed away.
他去世的时候只不过是25岁。
He died at the age of 25.
但是这个年轻的宣教士被埋葬在埃及的地方。
And he was buried in Egypt.
所以在他的这个墓碑上写作。
And on his tomb it's written,
啊，除了在基督里的信，这种生命是不能够解释的。
Except the faith of in Jesus Christ, you cannot explain his life.
那至于这个法老王
，Yet for Pharaoh，
啊，我们知道谁是法老王。
And we know who this Pharaoh is.
那么这个法老王图腾卡门，他是一位很年轻的王。
Tutankhamun was quite young.
啊，他去世的时候只不过是17岁。
He died when he was 17.
所以他被埋葬的时候。
And when he was buried.
啊，有这个金做的战车陪着他一起埋葬。
There's golden chariots that were buried with him.
啊，还有上千的这个金做的这个装饰品。跟他一起埋葬。
And, many dollars worth of, gold that was buried with him.
那他的棺材是用金做的。
His tomb was made of, gold.
那么总而言之他的坟墓是充满了这个金。
And so his whole tomb was full of gold.
埃及人相信有来生。
The Egyptians believed that there was an afterlife.
就好像我们华人一样啊传统上相信有来生。
Just like Chinese traditionally, we believe there's an afterlife.
我们相信人死后能够把东西也带走。
We believe that after, we die, we could bring things with us.
那么所以这位法老王他在死的时候他带了这么东西跟他一起去。
So the Pharaoh, when he died, he was buried with all these things, thinking that he could take these things with him.
但是这个法老王图腾卡门他却没有把这些东西带走。
Yet Tutankhamun did not bring these things with him.
因为在1922年的时候有一位叫做 Howard Carter 的人发现了他的坟墓。
Because in 1922, a man named Howard Carter discovered his tomb.
那么超过3000年的时间这些财宝还在那里。
And it's been 3000 years these treasures are still there.
没有消失掉。
They did not disappear.
所以我们看到这两个人的坟墓有很大的区别。
So we see that these two people's tombs have great difference.
然后其实这两个人的生命有很大的区别。
And these two people's lives also have great difference.
那么 William Borden 他的坟墓长满了野草。
William Borden, his tomb is surrounded by weeds.
然后法老王 Tutankhamun 他的坟墓却被这个金包围着。
And Tutankhamun was buried amongst gold.
那William Borden 把他的财宝藏在天上。
Yeah, William Borden has hidden his treasure in heaven.
法老王 Tutankhamun 他把他的财宝藏在地上。
And Tutankhamun kept his treasure here on earth.
所以 William Borden 在地上的投资成为天上的财宝。
So William Borden's investment here on earth has become treasures in heaven.
然后法老王 Tutankhamun 在地上所积攒的财宝却不能够把他带走。
Yeah, Tutankhamun, the treasure that he had collected here on earth, he cannot bring it with him.
那么请问你是 William Borden 还是这个法老王 Tutankhamun?
So are you William Borden or Tutankhamun?
你的财宝在哪里?
Where is your treasure?
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little time to reflect on today's message.
钱财有时候好像一个幻觉。
Money is like illusion.
它突然间会消失掉。
It suddenly disappears.
钱财我们也不可以把它带走。
And we cannot bring wealth with us.
钱财只是一个工具。
Wealth is only a tool.
那要看我们怎么去使用这个工具。
And it depends on how we use the tool.
我们的心在哪里?
Where our heart is.
要我们自己来审查我们的心。
Let's examine our hearts.
我们的心是在地上还是在天上?
Whether our hearts are here on earth or in heaven.
我们的心是不是专注在这个财务上？
Whether our hearts are focused on treasures，
还是专注在天国的事情上？
Or focused on the things of heaven。
天父，求你帮助我们。
Please help us。
帮助我们使用我们的钱财。
Help us to use our wealth。
使用在天国的 事工上。
To use it for the kingdom of God。
让我们累积我们的财务在天上。
Let's store up treasures in heaven。
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us。
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name。
Amen。